next on the 5 o'clock report.
How'd your honey warnings are up?
I'm pro-vaccine. I'm anti-mandate.
As long as I have a breath in me, I'm going to be fighting.
Democrats have been propelling a big lie.
He's never going away.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Shot down. Good afternoon. Welcome to the broadcast. The U.S. Supreme Court today struck a blow to the vaccine or test mandate from the Biden White House.
This Supreme Court ruling to me is a big win for the American people and for freedom.
The justices ruled 6-3 that OSHA lacks the authority to force 2/3 of the workforce to get the jab or risk losing their job. Wyoming Senator John Barrasso.
It's a big loss for President Biden and for big government. I'm a doctor. I'm pro-vaccine. I'm anti-mandate.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki thinks the court's decision is at odds with where most Americans stand on this issue.
57% of Americans support vaccine requirements. A survey of 534 U.S. employers, a majority, 57% of respondents have or will require their employees to get vaccinated.
In a separate 5-4 ruling today, the justices let stand a vaccine requirement for most healthcare workers. Legal analyst Jonathan Turley.
Well, it's as we predicted. I thought that the court was going to split. The more significant mandate is the OSHA mandate, which affects far greater number of people.
Turley says as many as 100 million Americans were impacted by today's decision from the Supreme Court. Cold, snow, and ice in the forecast in that order. Meteorologist Kevin Williams says it's a complicated forecast that culminates early next week with a blockbuster storm. Starts tonight with the cold.
Hug your honey, warnings are up. Another Arctic cold front is on the way. Crosses the area overnight tonight with snow showers, and behind it, those temperatures tumble. They free fall to frigid levels by Friday night and Saturday.
Saturday night's Bills playoff game will be one of the coldest ever in Orchard Park. After the cold comes that storm, a nasty nor'easter will dump significant snow and ice on the region late Sunday into Monday. President Biden trying to sell his own party on a Senate power grab.
I don't know that we can get it done, but I know one thing. As long as I have a breath in me, as long as I'm in the White House, I'm going to be fighting.
He had lunch today with Democrats to try to get them to gobble up blowing up the Senate rulebook and employing the so-called nuclear option. It will take the nuclear option to ram through voting reforms, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
If there was ever a power grab, it's what's happening in the state legislatures right now, where Republican legislators are taking away people's sacred right to vote.
Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton.
Democrats have been propelling a big lie about election laws around this country. States like Georgia or Texas have adopted new election reforms. Those reforms make it easier to vote and harder to cheat. In many ways, they make it easier to vote than in states like Joe Biden's Delaware or Chuck Schumer's New York.
Those voting reforms endorsed by the White House would federalize our elections, expand early voting, and allow convicted felons to cast ballots. The president today doubled down on his insistence that COVID is a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
As long as we have tens of millions of people who will not get vaccinated, we're going to have full hospitals and needless deaths.
He's promised a billion new COVID tests soon, enough for every American to get at least 3 tests. Plus, he'll announce next week how he plans to get high-quality face masks to more Americans.
It's been a long road, but what's clear as we get through this, when everybody does their part, no matter where you live, no matter your political party, we've got to fight this together.
The commander-in-chief says military medical teams are being dispatched to 6 hard-hit states, including New York, to assist overwhelmed hospitals. The leader of the far-right group, the Oath Keepers, arrested today in Texas, NBC's Pete Williams.
The Justice Department, for the first time now, has filed seditious conspiracy charges today, charging 11 people with this related to the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol.
The head of the militia, Stuart Rhodes, was at the Capitol January 6th, but he claims he never entered the building. College enrollment sunk to a new 50-year low last year, according to a report from the National Student Clearinghouse. 1 million fewer students were enrolled in college last year compared to the year earlier. President Biden got his year one report card today from Quinnipiac, and the news, not good. Pollster Tom Bevin.
1 out of 4 independents think the president's doing a good job. 28% support among Hispanics. That is a catastrophic number for Democrats. So they've got to turn things around, but they don't seem to be having a clue about how to do it just yet.
With the president's poll numbers in the tank, Hillary Clinton's name is being circulated as a possible contender in 2024.
She is a political stray cat that we fed once. She's never going away. Meow, meow, meow.
Political pundit Jimmy Fallon thinks Mrs. Clinton could capitalize on Mr. Biden's poor poll numbers.
He has bad instincts in every way. Georgia just won the national championship Monday night. Tuesday, he goes down to interrupt the biggest party in the history of the world to tell everybody there they're a racist.
The Quinnipiac poll today gives President Biden just a 33% approval rating after 1 year in office. Today in Italy, church bells tolled to remember the 10th anniversary of the wreck of the Costa Concordia. That cruise ship capsized on this date in 2012, killing 32 passengers. New incentive to donate blood. Reporter Diane Kinghall.
The American Red Cross wants to send you to the Super Bowl. People who donate blood this month will be entered to win 2 free tickets to the big game in Los Angeles. The package covers travel costs and also includes some spending cash. The Red Cross is trying to boost donor turnout after declaring its first ever national blood crisis.
Some states are operating on just a one-day supply of blood. That's how bad it is right now. The son of the man who received the world's first successful pig heart transplant says his dad would have died without that 7-hour operation.
It was very difficult for him to make this decision, but at the end of the day, this was his best hope of getting out of the hospital and having somewhat of a normal quality of life.
David Bennett Jr. says his dad is doing remarkably well nearly a week after the historic operation in Baltimore. Still to come on the 5 o'clock report, High Court rules on vaccine mandate. COVID casts a large shadow on high school sports, and the latest on that blockbuster storm arriving late this weekend.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your family life weather forecast for tonight. Skies where they're not cloudy will turn cloudy. We'll catch some snow showers. Could be an inch in spots. Low temps 20s, turning much colder tomorrow through Saturday. Temperatures tomorrow dropping into the teens, dropping towards zero late tomorrow night, and struggling to reach to 10 on Saturday. Now, both days we'll see some flurries, some accumulating snow, a few inches of fluff on the south shore of Lake Ontario. There'll be more in the way of sunshine Saturday in central and eastern Pennsylvania. And then that sunshine will give way to snow clouds by Sunday night.
All right, Kevin, thank you very much. The U.S. Supreme Court today struck a blow to the Biden administration by striking down the vaccine mandate for employers with 100 or more employees. The justices ruled 6-3 the federal government cannot compel companies to force the jab or impose weekly testing. The mandate had a lot of businesses on pins and needles. Kevin Schreiber with the York County, Pennsylvania Economic Alliance.
Every day, businesses are wrestling with how to retain employees, how to deal with attrition, how to deal with illness and absence. There's just a certain level of uncertainty and unpredictability that exists.
He thinks today's Supreme Court ruling will help alleviate some of that uncertainty. In a separate case, the justices upheld the COVID shot requirement for most healthcare workers. It's up to local schools and businesses now to keep tabs on the proliferation of COVID at the local level. County leaders no longer doing contact tracing. Onondaga County Health Commissioner Dr. Indu Gupta.
In 2022, the goal is to try to claim our lives back and learn to live with COVID-19.
The highly contagious Omicron variant has made it virtually impossible to do contact tracing. Tom Colabufa is a school superintendent in the Syracuse area.
The health department, they're not calling those families when they find out there's a positive to then say, okay, who are all the people you are around? You have a lot of parents that still want to do the right thing. So they're telling the school district, okay, hey, I tested positive.
His school is seeing about 40 to 50 new COVID cases daily. That means his district is having to make about 100 to 150 phone calls every day. New guidance from the New York Health Department says students exposed to COVID who are eligible for a booster shot must get one to play sports.
I think the guidance probably in many ways confuses many people. As you know, we've got kids who have been exposed who are back in social studies class today, but potentially they might not be eligible to come to practice today.
Hilton High School Athletic Director Mike Giurizzi says he is fielding a ton of calls from parents asking if their kids can play sports.
You know, we got to take a look at an athlete, figure out if they were exposed. So we find out they were exposed, you know, theoretically you're trying to figure out when their second shot was.
A lot of coaches say these new rules are making it next to impossible to keep rosters intact from game to game. The mass exodus from New York continued its upward trend last year.
And New York trailed New Jersey and Illinois for the third highest out-migration. The survey was conducted by moving company United Van Lines, which found of all the moves into or out of New York State, 63% were ditching. Vermont, South Dakota, South Carolina, West Virginia, and of course Florida were the top inbound states. Now, Florida is popular for the warmer weather, lower taxes, retirement infrastructure, and the work from home trend. Jeremy Miller, Family Life News.
Well, they call it a superload, and it is on its way through New York and PA.
A decommissioned Navy tank is on its way aboard a flatbed truck from the Albany, New York area to western Pennsylvania. It's going to take 9 days for that nearly 300-ton, 200-foot-long superload to reach its destination. The flatbed truck will be traveling at top speeds of 30 miles per hour through 16 counties. Once that superload reaches its destination in Wampum, PA next Friday, it will be disassembled, recycled, and disposed of. That Navy tank contains low-level radioactive materials. The total travel distance spans over 400 miles. Brandon Dixon, Family Life News.
All right, Brandon, don't want to get stuck behind that. Thank you very much. Hey, the nightly market report up next. It is brought to you as always by the fine folks at Ambassador Advisors. Family Life's Dave Margolotti has the closing numbers from Wall Street.
Stocks reversing gains early in the session, ending the day lower as the U.S. Labor Department's weekly new jobless claim unexpectedly increased to 230,000. That while continued jobless claims decreased to the lowest level in nearly 50 years. Crude oil today falling to $81 a barrel. The Dow was down 175 points. The NASDAQ fell 382, and the S&P 500 lost 67. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thank you very much, Dave. You're plugged in to the 5 o'clock report, a Thursday edition on Family Life.
The COVID shutdowns had at least one silver lining. More people are living on a budget these days. I am Rob West with another MoneyWise Minute. As work hours shrank, folks needed a spending plan to stretch their dollars. A recent survey of 1,000 Americans found that 80% of them were using a budget. That's up from 68% 3 years ago, before the pandemic hit. A pretty significant increase. What isn't so surprising is that 90% of those in the latest survey who are using a budget said it helped them get or stay out of debt. If you're in the 20% still not living on a budget, download the MoneyWise app or connect with one of our coaches at MoneyWise.org for help. More people are budgeting these days. Make sure you're one of them. Connect with a certified Kingdom advisor who's been trained to deliver financial advice that aligns with your Christian values by visiting our website, moneywise.org.
Coming up on the 5 o'clock report, 4 veterans, 1 boat, and a 3,000-mile journey.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Hug your honey, warnings are up. Another Arctic cold front is on the way. Crosses the area overnight tonight with snow showers, and behind it, those temperatures tumble. They free fall to frigid levels by Friday night and Saturday. We'll also be keeping our eyes on a storm in the southeastern United States this weekend. It's going to come north and threaten some significant and harsh winter weather in terms of snow and ice in the northeast on Monday. In the meantime, for tonight, skies where they're not cloudy will turn cloudy. We'll catch some snow showers. Could be an inch in spots across parts of western central New York and northwest Pennsylvania. Low temps 20s, turning much colder tomorrow through Saturday. Temperatures tomorrow dropping into the teens, dropping towards zero late tomorrow night, and struggling to reach to 10 on Saturday. Now, both days we'll see some flurries, some accumulating snow, a few inches of fluff on the south shore of Lake Ontario. There'll be more in the way of sunshine Saturday in central and eastern Pennsylvania. And then that sunshine will give way to snow clouds by Sunday night.
All right, Kevin, lots to consider weather-wise this weekend. Thank you very much. Finally, at five, row, row, row your boat gently across the ocean. Four veterans from Florida are rowing 3,000 miles across the Atlantic Ocean to help U.S. service members who are struggling with PTSD. And already, they've raised nearly $1 million to assist vets with mental issues. The crew left the coast of Spain on December 12th. And is expected to arrive in Antigua by the end of January. Happy rowing, guys. Rowing for a great cause. And that's the world we live in. Thursday, the 13th of January, 2022. I'm Bob Price. Family Life News.